He's a Black Hawk wizard, you can't make that stuff up. A Black Hawk legend, in 5 years wins 3 cups.
It's time for Coach Joe Quinville.
That's Coach Q.
On Cochrane Show right now.
It's a little bit of John DeCosta's fine work. A tribute to The Who, which is Coach Q's favorite band. And, John, are you a fan of The Who?
Yes, I am.
So that was an easy one for you.
Oh, it was. It was a lot of fun, especially it's for Coach Q. So
right. Now, has he returned any of your calls since you did that individual song for him?
No, he still doesn't know I exist.
Right. That's what you feel.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You feel like you're on the outside looking in?
I was. I was standing outside the United Center, and I couldn't get in.
Well, you need a ticket. That's really the deal.
Okay.
Coach Q will join us in just a second. And, of course, Coach Q is always sponsored by Hooters. You know, it's a way of life. Hooters, the original wing joint. And, Kev, I'm sure you'll have some probing questions as well.
Absolutely.
For our Coach Q when he joins us in a second.
Sure thing.
What is the all-time record for points and the point streak record? It's Gretzky, right? Gretzky has it.
Yeah, his is something crazy. I don't think Kane's really even close, but for Kane, it's, of course, the American-born player's 19-game point streak. But I'll look up Gretzky's. He's still a ways off, though.
I heard 51. Can that be true?
I think it's 52, maybe.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
Coach Q joins us. Welcome home, Coach.
Yeah, good. Good to be back.
And tonight, Minnesota, a team that's pesky, talented. You see a lot of them in the regular season. Wouldn't surprise me if you saw them in the playoffs.
Well, the 3-for-3, we'll see. I know that their division's tough, and, you know, looking at our side and the other side, you know, could be 5 in our division, and who knows what could happen. You know, one team might have to start out west, but that could happen. I mean, it's a, you know, one thing is Minnesota, they play the right way, they check, and they don't give up much, and they try to frustrate you, and they got some guys that can score, so it's a pretty balanced team.
They seem strong in all phases of the game. Is that easier or more difficult to prepare for a team like that?
Well, I think we're very familiar with them, and I just think they're familiar with us. I think they got an idea that they're respectful to try to kill our rush game, and they're good off the rush as well. And you know, they got some guys that know how to work the power play. Got some guys that know how to kill penalties, but they don't give up much. They probably is the stingiest team as far as eliminating scoring chances, and so it's tough to manufacture stuff against this team. And you just don't want to get frustrated. And you want to stay patient and stay with the game plan, and eventually, hopefully, get paid off. But it's very disciplined team as far how they approach the game.
How'd you feel about the road trip?
I liked it. I know we did some good things. You know, in fact, we almost got points in every game. The Vancouver late goal we gave up, certainly disappointing. You know, would have liked to have come out of the 2 points on Saturday night. But some real positive things. Some way more balance to our team game. Kaner and his line continue to be impressive, and you know, some good things in the back end as well. Getting more balance there, just like the lines up front.
Kane with, I think it's 19, is that where he's at now? 19 straight games with at least 1 point. You know, it's tough to stay in the zone for 60 minutes, let alone for 19 games. Does the puck look bigger? Is he just super confident right now? What do you make of this?
Well, he's got the puck a lot, and I always find that when he has the puck, good things are going to happen, and his line mates are working well with him, and they've had a number of shifts each and every game in the offensive zone where they basically are going to get some good looks at him. They, you know, they generate the momentum of the game on our side, and they, you know, they sustain a lot of pucks with their sticks as well. So there's a he's, you know, his patient level is as good as any player in the game. He's thinking shot, but they're respectful for his passing ability as well. Certainly drawing a lot more attention from our opponents than in past years. But at the same time, he still finds a way to get 2 or 3 great chances a night for 4 or 5 good looks as a line a night. He's just tough to contain, and we've been playing him quite a bit because, you know, it's almost like every time he's on the ice, he's in the offensive zone. He's not getting taxed as far as going up and down the ice or spending quality time in our own end. So it's a, it's been a nice watching him play.
Yeah, and look, here's the deal. Defensively, the Wild are struggling. They're banged up. they're a really good team, as we talked about, but you're catching them at the right time. But, you know, it's the National Hockey League, man. Some teams can surprise you any night, can't they?
Well, there's no easy games. I always find this is a tricky game, too, as well, coming back here at home, first game after a long trip. But, you know, Minnesota and us, we know it's going to be tight, not a lot of room. They're going to be keeping an eye on Kaner and that line as well. So it's a it'll be a good game for us, good test. We'll see how we respond.
And Gretzky's point streak is 51, Steve.
51, coach. 50.
I remember that was a couple years ago. I probably was victimized in at least a couple of those games.
What was he like to play against?
He was quietly go about his business, and at the end of the night, he'd have 3 or 4 points.
It just
had the puck, and his playmaking ability was so, and patience and having the puck, and it was so smooth. You hardly would notice it. That's how good he was. Subtly, he'd get 2 or 3 points every single game, and some nights he'd get one of those 5 or 6 nights. But he was a special player that, I get to play against him. I remember the first game we played him in a junior A game in Windsor against Sault Ste. Marie, and he was, didn't even know much about the kid. We won 6-5. Gretzky got 5 points. And it's almost like, okay. And you didn't even really hardly notice him, but you did notice him because he was nobody could make plays like he could.
I think unlike other athletes who are the greatest of all time in sport, I mean, Michael Jordan was spectacular and you knew where he was all the time. But what you're describing the Gretzky, I think that's spot on from a fan's take as well. But there's nobody like, I mean, he wasn't particularly fast. He certainly wasn't particularly big, but it seemed like he was in the right spot on the ice every single time.
Yeah, you get the right two athletes for me as well, as far as guys that make it look easy, fun to watch, special players, special human beings, great for each other's sports. And just they were so smooth. And the anticipation, it was at the different levels, and they knew what was coming next, and nobody had that anticipation of all the great players. I thought those guys had different levels of knowing what was coming.
Dave Ennett's on the road with Northwestern basketball. Kevin's here. Say hi to Coach Q.
Hey, Coach Q, how you doing?
Good, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And by the way, Gretzky owns 3 of the top 4 longest point streaks in NHL history.
Of course he does.
I want to throw that in there. Coach, yeah. I wanted to ask you about your captain. Mr. Taves has been getting into quite a few scraps lately. I think 3 in the past month here. Is this something he's kind of gone out and set out to do, is bring a different side to his game? Or why do you think this season's a little bit different than what we've seen in the rest of his career?
I'm going to say each incident totally stands alone, and I think in New Jersey, I think that was a probably didn't like the way we were playing, frustrated, was upset down early in a game. The other ones were one was a response, our guy getting hit in St. Louis. The other one you could argue was a fight with in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. So I think Johnny. I don't think it's premeditated. I don't think we want him to fight. I don't think he intends to fight. I think he knows what his role and what his strengths are. So we'll keep that in mind, and knowing that that's what we're looking for him to be doing, and keeping him on the ice is what we're all about. And if there's guys that need to fight, I think we maybe somebody else can do that for us. But
I just have a feeling that if somebody needs to fight, you'd prefer to go over the wall yourself.
Well, for Johnny, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how you feel about Johnny.
But we got other guys that do that. I think that your captain and your top players, I mean, you don't want to see these guys fighting. I was just reading about fighting, how much it's down from last year and how much it's down over the last 5 years. And it's, I think that gradually each and every year, I think there's a deterrent in there to the game that, fighting diminishes. A little bit in little increments every year, and we're almost like there's some teams right now after 25 games haven't even gotten in a fight.
It has been a crazy 3-on-3 debut, and it certainly has proven to be right that the league got this right instead of going to a standard 5-minute and then or a 4-on-4 5-minute and then a shootout 3-on-3 has settled, I think, last time I looked, 2/3 of the games, which is great, and the Hawks have not had a shootout all season long. Now, it was working out great until the Kings game, but the Kings game was just end-to-end. And I thought Scott Darling did a really good job. I mean, he got beat on a breakaway, but I thought he had a really good game.
Yeah, he did. I thought he did a good job. And, you know, even though we're head 2-0, you know, it was a very intense game. And you know that L.A., you know, when they're behind, they're going to be pushing and everything's going to be going to the net. And, you know, they scored early in the third. And, you know, that certainly got them going again. And, you know, we gave up one late. And then it got crazy. You know, Johnny gets a breakaway in the dying seconds, and then overtime we have two good looks. They have two good looks, and then they scored. So it was a, you know, I think it really is exactly what the NHL wanted. I think the games have been exciting. I think we're 5-3 in the overtime games. Never a dull moment. They don't last very long. I don't even know if we've gotten to the halfway point of any of the games in overtime.
Right.
So it's a... No, I think it's, you know, and we're determining games being won by playing hockey as opposed to an individual skill.
So I assume you like it as well.
The whole league has been happy with the results of it, the excitement, the fans got to be loving it.
What about you? Do you like it?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. You know, I think that the personnel we put out there and what we're looking to do, I think there's still a room to get better and to be more educated as a team or as a staff to do different things. And but certainly, like we like our options of who's going over the bench next.
Sure. Hey, you know, now that I think about the Taze thing too, I mean, if you need me to come down and fight somebody, I'll do it for you. You know that.
We're way better off with you doing it.
Yeah, I think so, because you know,
absolutely.
I'll take a 10-minute game misconduct, and you can keep the talent on the ice.
Yeah, even if you got a game misconduct, we wouldn't miss you.
No, you wouldn't, not a bit. That's why he's the coach, man. He's right about all that. Last question. Do you wish you could go to the circus one year?
No, I don't mind the trip. I mean, it's...
No, I know you don't mind the trip, but every year you get screwed
family.
Out of the circus.
Yeah, but, you know, the circus, you can always go to a circus.
I just picture
the circus in Vegas, Cirque du Soleil.
I just picture you with a big cotton candy sitting in the front row cheering the elephants.
I've done that. Been there.
Was that the circus?
Yes, a long time ago with the kids.
All right. John DeCoste, last question for Coach Q. This is the guy that did your song, by the way, Coach.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to ask, do you think the Minnesota Wild's defense is as stingy with goals as you are with compliments about a song that I wrote for you?
You did an amazing job. Great job.
Yeah, a little late
great
now,
job.
Pal.
Great job.
He's tough when he's not in the room with you, isn't he, Coach? So
there you go.
Hey, man, all the best, and looking forward to the fun tonight. I'll see you out there this weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, you bye. Coach Q is going to punch you in the face.
Oh, you took a little attitude with Coach Q.
He's going to get a 10-minute misconduct. He can't afford it.
Coach Q is going to come after you.
10-minute misconduct.
Right now he's talking to his other coach. He's just going, I'm going to need 10 minutes. I'm driving over to the Tribune Tower.
Yeah. He knows I was kidding, right?